Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and everything in between for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got the Big D, Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
And Ace of Gray, the five-star man.
That's me.
Yeah.
Hey, we're back.
Hey, guys. All right, so I've been real busy with a lot of stuff. You'll notice that my background looks different. I'm in Shelby's art room and in our new house.
I thought it was a kitchen. All the stuff off your shoulder, it looks like utensils hanging. Guy can't see what it is. It's too dark. I mean, I can
see that.
Yeah.
I can see how you would think that. But, you know, those are all of her art things that she's still getting kind of set up and getting up and running. So yeah, this is the Shelby art room is where I'm rocking right now. So I've also just been busy with a bunch of other stuff. We have a new kitten. I'll be turning back occasionally to see what she's gotten into, because despite the fact that we spent $150 on toys and a kitty condo, her favorite things are everything else in this room.
All day.
I don't know what you expected.
Yeah,
like, you've had a cat before, right?
Yeah, that's on you. I was hoping there is a hope, though. She actually does like the condo, but I think her absolute favorite thing, other than the laser pointer, is Shelby has like a little like art apron back there, and the string to that hanging from her easel. That is by far her favorite toy in the house.
The Jesse Binney hack that you taught me like 4 or 5 years ago about cutting the pommel off of the beanie and making it a hat that you can actually wear as a grown man. I have a ramen. Yes. I have a Top Ramen beanie, and the pommel on that's like orange, black, and white. And Zemo loves that. That's his favorite toy. And I was like, yeah, I spent a lot of money on you my first, like your first day at the house, and it was something that I already had. Thanks, dog. You're the best.
My favorite thing is you're talking about like a hat you would wear as a grown ass man, and then you talked about a Top Ramen hat.
It's a great hat. It's very comfortable. It's Top Ramen. It shows that I haven't grown up past the age of 12. The pommel is my cat's favorite toy, one of my cat's favorite toys, and it's fantastic. But we can talk about Nerd Up, but yeah.
Because Dalton's assembling a furry army at this point.
Yeah, I got four of them, and I'm stopping here. They're taking over the house.
He's the weird cat house now.
Yes,
it was Asa.
Yeah, you're gonna walk into Dalton's house and you'll be like, I know there are cats here.
Mainly because they'll all greet you at the door. There'll just be like three of them. They'll just all be there. One will hang out somewhere else.
Okay, so the point of all this is that I have not been able to get notes for Nerd Up, so instead we're going to do a little bit different. This is mostly going to be a more free-form show. We're going to talk about a couple of the big stories that hit, like the extraordinarily disappointing Nintendo Switch reveal, and then do some hype train stuff. You know, see what everybody's hyped about.
Y'all remember hype
train? Oh, and the other
train?
Busy thing, right? Ah, I kind of want to use that old intro music because
the Cody intro.
It's one of my favorite Podzilla intros. It might be my favorite Podzilla intro.
It's the best one.
I'm a little biased, but
no, I mean, really I was good. I was a part of the show like three times, and I'm still saying it's the best one.
I forgot about that.
It's so good. I know. I'm sorry, but hey, it worked out.
Well, because we
it worked out. We got
did it?
Yeah, because you guys got Trevor.
The only reason it stopped was the pandemic.
Yeah,
because like that was if not the very last show, it was one of the last shows re-recorded together as a Podzilla group. Was that because I remember Trevor came like in a mask, dual wielding Lysol.
Yeah, I do remember that.
I was dealing with that's back because
his wife was. His wife took it very seriously, which I mean, yes, good, she should. And yeah, he almost wasn't able to come out, but yeah, he came armed with mask and Lysol, and it was great.
Believe it or not, lo and behold, Amanda was right. who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk that she was correct? I am excited. We should just call it the Hype Train. Like, yeah, it's Nerd Up, but it should just be the Hype Train brought to you by Nerd Up. And then the date.
So, yeah, speaking of the brought to you bys, we'll go ahead and get this knocked out at the beginning. this show is brought to you by our wonderful friends at Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. They are open now. Their lobby is open. So you can actually go inside again. And they went out and they bought, coming soon to the Villainous Grounds near you, they're going to start roasting their own coffee beans. Because they bought a big old roaster.
And they got it back after hitting an elk.
Yeah.
They hit an elk.
And going through actual plague lands.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys hear about that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they took a shortcut. I was in there on Saturday. Me and Shelby ran up because I finally needed to clear out my box. We went up there, and they sorry. Anyway, they were telling me about like one of the shortcuts they took where they went through like there was a sign that said these like known plague lands, avoid rodents, like don't get out of the car, that kind of stuff, like avoid animals and vegetation here. So yeah, they were in an area where the bubonic plague was very much a thing, being spread by rodents and what have you.
And that was a shortcut. It's probably why not.
I mean, they didn't get
She's
out of the car.
She's playing with the condo now, guys.
Oh, good.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. No, they're amazing. I ended up having to go into Perryville today for a work-related reason that ended up being a false alarm. And I was like, oh, cool. I'm going to go to Villainous Grounds. And then I forgot they changed their hours on Monday because they're only 6 to 10 on Mondays. And I got real sad because it was like 2. I was like, damn it. Because I was like, I think I also have my pool list I probably could clear out today and feel better about my life as a whole. Because I have a whole bunch in there right now. But yeah, no, Villainous Grounds.
Yeah, I had a lot.
They're the best. I love them.
I keep trying to grab something on my phone, and then I look over and I remember that my phone is what's lighting me up.
Nope.
I can't do it.
That's the good thing about, because my air...
Anyway, yeah, Caleb Carter said $1.5 million for a sealed copy of Super Mario 64.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good God.
Most expensive video game of all time.
Which is
good God.
Which is really weird, because like I get that it's sealed, but that was a mass-produced game. Like there's like Nintendo like competition carts that I would have assumed that would go for more than that when they sell.
Yeah, I don't know
Some
what
of them
the.
Have. No, you don't need to be back there. Come here.
I don't know what the. I don't know what the whole.
Yell at me all you want.
What made it so valuable? Because, yeah, for the longest time...
Hey, everybody, this is Sylvie.
Hey, Sylvie.
Well, she gave you a little lip. But so, I don't know what made this particular cartridge so expensive. Because all I saw was the headline, and I didn't get a chance to actually read it. Because
apparently it was mint and sealed.
Well, yeah, I knew it was sealed, but, like, just still that fact that a Nintendo 64 game that was, like... the most popular Nintendo 64 game,
right?
Like that was, you know, mass produced.
Like one of the best selling.
Why, I would. Why is that? Even just the fact that it's sealed doesn't make a ton of sense. When, like Dalton said, those competition carts where there's like we made 50 of these things. So
yeah, the for the NES it. For like the tournaments yeah. and stuff.
And it's one of those things like that game came out in 90.
Also, Jesse, apparently they can't hear me or Dalton.
That's not good.
What?
They just hearing you.
So, but I'm going to talk.
Will, crap. All right, hold on.
But we are recording for the actual show, so I'm going to keep talking for a second.
Yeah, for the podcast. Yeah, so I'll be fine with that.
So, my issue with it is, like, all right, so it was, like, what, 1.5 is what we said? Is that what it was? Like, for
something
the...
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Over $1 million for a game that came out in 97 sealed. There's nothing in the collector's market from 1996 to 7 that is worth that much sealed. There might be some cards worth that, but like just straight up sealed, that doesn't exist. Some Pokemon cards to get up to that. It's just Charizard, I'm pretty sure. But like, man, that's a lot of money for a sealed game that you could buy for $60. Maybe $65 because it's out of print now on the Nintendo Switch. I don't get it. You can go to Gaming Grounds and get it for like $75 loose.
I'm on Kotaku right now. A factory sealed copy of 1996's Super Mario 64 with a condition grading of 9.8 A++, which means practically undamaged, went for $1.56 million at the Heritage Auctions House on July 11th, setting a new record for the highest-selling single video game ever at auction. To put it in perspective, that was almost double the previous record set just a few days prior by The Legend of Zelda. It's also just under half of what a copy of Action Comics number 1, Superman's first ever appearance back in 1938, went for earlier this year.
Jesus. Also, I think everybody should be able to hear you guys now.
So yeah, this is...
I think.
Apparently this is a result of there is a collector, retro collection bubble happening. And that's what's leading to this. So it's literally just, this is a perfect storm of timing and condition of that one specific cartridge. Because 6 months previously, 6 months in the future, probably not going to see this.
Because yeah,
so whoever sold that, get your money. Good job.
Because like we've also, and me and Asa,
I can't hear the cat now, and I'm nervous.
That's fine. like me and Asa, we collect action figures, and there's been a bubble for the last ever since that first stimulus check hit last year. There's been a bubble ever since then. Of just like, if you don't jump on this stuff right away, it's hard to find, and you're probably going to pay more for it than what you need to, unless you have like a hookup. And fortunately, we have, like, there hasn't been a lot of situations, but like that's been collecting as a whole. But man, $1.56 million. What are you going to do with it? That's Schrodinger's fucking cartridge at that point. Like, it is, that game is there and not there at the same time.
I feel like I can't say too much because, like,
you have not dropped you have not dropped $1.56 million. On anything.
Well, yeah, obviously. Obviously. What about me thinks that I could even scratch... Like, I can't even sniff the genes of $1.56 million.
I can't spell it. What I was going to say
is the like, a Nintendo 64 game sealed. That is a weird thing to collect to me. And again, I get that I'm kind of a hypocrite because look behind me. So, because, like, action figures I keep in the box, I keep those factory sealed. You know,
oh God.
But like, there's a display. I was not expecting
that at all.
Okay.
Hi, Sylvie Cat.
But
she just jumped up on me.
Just wait until she's like five times the size and still decides to do that.
But no, because
this is her favorite sleeping spot.
Oh, your shoulder.
So I think she's ready for a nap.
Well, yeah, she can hang out with us. We're interesting. But no, like,
oh,
but to counter your point, Asa, like,
you
your action figures for the most That's part. Fine. All have a window box to them. So, like, even though you're not like me and you take everything out of the box, like, I put that display together. You can see 50% of your collection because I didn't do the best job. But, like, you can see them. You can't see the game. So he paid $1.56 million for a, saran-wrapped box. The game's unimportant. Yes. You can't see it.
Well, in fairness, like, the old N64 games weren't... They did have, like, a special kind of wrapping on them. Like, it wasn't just, like, the shrink wrap.
You know what I mean, though. Like, it's a wrapped box. Like, you...
No, I mean, yeah.
You don't get to see the booklet. You don't get to see the cartridge itself. With an action figure...
Yeah, imagine that guy opening... Yeah, imagine that guy opening that box in a few years... Like, decades down the line when he's like, what have I done with my life? And then, like, he opens it up and there's no cart in there.
That's what I was saying when you were getting the cat. I said...
This is like a wooden block.
Yeah, it's Schrodinger's game at that point. Because it's there and not there all at the same time. Because you can't see it. And that's the $1.56 million. That's the number. If you would have told me it sold for $10,000, I'd have been like, cool. Like, I also couldn't do that. I couldn't do it for $1,000. $100, I would still be like, it's not worth it. I'd just get the game loose for $30 less. But, like, that is obscene.
It doesn't even go for that much loose.
See, but you're also coming at it not from a collector's perspective. Like, you're coming at it as someone who is ready to plug it into the N64 and play Mario.
Because we've also established...
This is someone who probably, I don't even know if they have a working Nintendo 64.
It's weird.
If somebody's willing to pay $1.5 million for a sealed copy of Mario,
they have a sealed
N64. Have.
Yeah, they have a sealed box. They don't have an N64 like plugged in, ready to go.
They probably have the full rainbow like plugged in somewhere.
They're just gonna put it on top of the sealed Nintendo 64 and be like, "This counts. I'm having fun. But no, that's stupid. Like, good for
they put the box of the game on top of the box of the console. Of the console, yeah. Be like, this is the game I'm playing now.
I'm not gonna shit on the.
And then they have like the blister package of the N64 controller next to it. Like, here we go, ready to go.
So they're showing you the collection. Then they hand you a second one. Like, would you like to play? And then you look, and it's a Mad. It's still a Mad Catz controller somehow. Just like, what the.
I paid $2,000 for this.
All right, this went to creepy and then weird. What?
But, like, yeah.
I buy sealed Mad Catz controllers.
All of this is stupid except for the guy that sold it. Whoever sold it, good for you. Good, you are...
Yeah, that dude is a lucky genius.
That's an A-plus of the week from Dalton. But, yeah, no, it's such a wild story. I remember seeing that, like, this morning. I was scrolling through Facebook, and I saw that, and I was like, that person's stupid. The buyer, not the seller. The seller's a genius. But, yeah, so that was a good
one. And extraordinarily, like, it makes me wonder if it's one of those situations with, like, the those Disney movies a while back that were going for a whole lot, like, complete in box.
The Black Diamond editions.
Those Disney classics on VHS.
They had the diamond on.
I don't think so. I think they're just the regular VHS copies, like the original releases of a lot of those Disney movies on VHS. There for a minute, those things were going for stupid amounts of money, and everybody, like, it kind of came out that everybody's pretty sure it was a money laundering scheme.
Probably.
Like, that was the only reason they were selling, because nobody, like, everybody else started posting them immediately. It's like, oh yeah, no, just a bunch of them. It drove down the value, I guess. But yeah, no, it was straight up a money laundering scheme. So it makes me wonder if, like, somebody bought this as a money laundering scheme.
They look like a dumbass if that's the case. I mean, I guess if it's a money laundering scheme, it doesn't really matter, but, like, I hear
these stories. They literally just, basically, they bought it from themselves.
Yeah. So,
like, here's $1.5 million. And now it's legal. Yay!
Because also, it's one of those things with collecting and stuff like this that I always have to tell myself that there is a crate somewhere in Japan where they... like, have these things stored. There is a crate of unsealed insert whatever here. There has to be. There just the shipping. Like, there's a box of sealed Super Mario 64 somewhere in this world that is unopened. Like, and I'm not talking the boxes themselves. I'm talking about the box that they're all in. And it's like, so you're telling me that is potentially
a
like
crate of them. A shipping container.
And it's like, well, that's if we're using math. Go ahead.
I know you didn't see it, but Jesse might have on Reddit either today or this weekend at some point. Someone was like, oh, my grandparents just gave me my birthday present. It's a sealed Nintendo GameCube because they knew I liked video games. Like, no follow-up of, like, where they found it, how long they've had it. It was just like, oh, my grandparents just gave me a GameCube. And now it's like, God, I hope they didn't open that. Send it to the auction house and see if you can get, like, $300,000 for it or something.
You can buy a lot of GameCube.
Because, like, a brand new GameCube controller right now, just the controller is going for several hundred dollars.
Insanity.
For a brand new. Yeah, no. Like, and that's entirely because of the Smash Brothers community. But yeah, brand new controllers for, like, GameCube controllers are dumb expensive.
Well, you remember whenever they first dropped with the newest Smash Brothers controller, I went and bought one. And yeah, I was playing Smash Brothers, but I never played Smash Brothers with that controller. I bought it so I could play my Wii. Like, I just, because it was $25, I was like, this is the best deal that I'm ever going to get. It is a Nintendo-made controller. It's the shit they made 20 years ago. And it's like $25, and I'm like, oh, I can play Ultimate Spider-Man on my Wii now with a brand new controller. That's what I'm going to do. But yeah, no.
Yeah, it's honestly, like, I'm kicking myself for not buying a bunch of them back then. Like, both times, and I really should have known the second time around, but I thought, nah, Nintendo realizes that this is the ability to print money, so surely they're going to continue to print money.
Why would you think that, though?
And the answer is no. I don't know why. I want to go back to past Jesse and just...
Oh,
bam ball.
Kind of funny calls those WNDs, weird Nintendo decisions.
That's fair.
Yeah.
And
that's... Oh, God.
No, recently, like...
Because so many people... Like I said, right now, you can go and just finding an Indigo or a black GameCube controller used. Used online is $50 as long as it's in pretty good shape. $50 for a basic ass GameCube controller.
A used one. Dumb. Not even.
A used one. Not new. Not in packaging. A used one. It's so dumb.
I've got like three just like right over here. Need to just like send those on eBay.
$150.
Right.
Like the Smash Brothers ones, like some people think they're better, some people don't, because like the board is different and the triggers are a little different, but they're still great.
I might have the Smash ones. I'm not 100% sure.
I have a Smash
one. I know you have one Smash one.
Yeah, I have a Smash one for sure, but I also think I have, because I know I bought a GameCube strictly for the controller. And it's
somewhere. Because, yeah, you were going to get into here. Smash and Ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
Ace was going to be the best King K. Rool in Southeast Missouri.
I beat Shannon, and that's all that matters.
That was the greatest day of our
friendship. As far as I'm concerned, I am ranked number one.
That was the most fun I think I've ever had.
So speaking of Nintendo, we'll go ahead and get into some actual like nerdy news stuff here. So Nintendo announced the new Switch. It's all white.
The OLED edition.
It's got a bigger screen. It's OLED, so it's a much prettier screen. It's got a LAN port built into it. The dock in general is significantly improved. The kickstand on the device is significantly improved. And that's it.
End of list. It's fine for, like, if you don't have a Switch already, or say you bought the original SKU of the Nintendo Switch, so you don't have the upgraded battery, or, you know, maybe your Switch is, you know, just old, you're looking to replace it, or looking to get a second one. Like, this is for those people. I don't think this is meant for, like, because everyone uses their Switch differently. Like, I'm someone who, I play my Switch 95% of the time on my computer monitor specifically, or docked on my TV. I never use it handheld. I actually have a Switch Lite for when I do want to use handheld, which is very rare anyway. So, like, I don't need to buy this. But at the same time, people really need to slow the roll on, like, trying to bash every games journalist and people that were speculating about a Switch Pro, because, I don't know, it was either Jeffrey Grubb or Jason Schreier, someone was like, yeah, I can't believe everybody's acting like this is the final Switch they're announcing. There's not going to be any other versions of Switch when Nintendo put out 6 different SKUs for the 3DS. Like, they put out the DS, the DSi, there's going to be more than likely. And, again, I think it was Greg Miller who made a really good point of, okay, this one, now, instead of the Switch being $300, this is going to be $350. So now they slowly look to phase out the old Switches for these new OLED screens only, you know, all of that, for the $350 price point, to make it seem like an even better deal when the Switch Pro does come out next year for $400. Because, oh, it's only a 50, because right now, oh, it's only a $50 difference, 300 to 350. And then, you know, next year, oh, well, it's only a $50 difference, 350 to 4.
And I would pay $400 for a Switch that, while docked, could run 4K.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or even run a lot of the games more stable, like, with more stability to it. Like, because there's some games that just don't, like, even Smash Brothers, it takes forever to load my character models in Smash Brothers on the character select screen. There's no reason for that.
Yeah. And, like, also just look at the frame rate drops of, like, even, like, early Switch games like Breath of the Wild. You get into certain areas of Breath of the Wild and it starts to kind of chug a little. Or specifically, like, I know Shannon was playing a lot of it. I don't know if you were as well, but, like, the wild area in Pokemon? Sword and Shield? Holy crap. It just was, like, single-digit frames per second at certain points. Like, it was bad.
A lot of that's because of Nintendo's network infrastructure, because whenever you go to the open forest, like, I think that all that is online, and trying to connect around to that is bogus. But, yeah, no, I did not hear that people were bashing about, like, this is the end-all, be-all of the... Yeah, they're gonna release more versions of the Switch.
Oh, yeah, because the rumors, like, have been going for so long, and if it just... And, because it started with these OLED screens. Nintendo is buying a bulk order of these OLED screens, so people were in... People were kind of connecting dots that weren't necessarily there. But yeah, people who automatically are already, like, not liking certain news, like people like Jeff Grubb, who get a lot of heat for, you know, quote unquote leaking things. If something is wrong, they try to pounce on him immediately.
Explain to me what an OLED screen is versus a screen that's already on a Switch. I'm technology dumb.
It's brighter and it's a brighter screen, and it's like you don't, it doesn't actually, you, whenever a, like a section of the screen is going to be black, mm-hmm. that's not a pixel being colored black. It's just like a dead, not a dead pixel, but like
pixel turns off.
Yeah, the pixel, like, turns off entirely.
Yep. So like an OLED screen, your phone actually has an OLED screen.
Okay.
Versus what's in it right now is just a regular LED screen. Like, think like your computer monitor,
yeah.
or like a cheaper TV. Like, you know, when the screen goes black, and you can still see a light pretty clearly.
Yeah.
With an OLED screen, it actually turns off those bulbs, so it's true darkness.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it's just a better screen,
and it's
more
not
color
gonna. It'll
contrast.
Make the.
Oh yeah, it's a better. It's gonna look way prettier.
Okay.
Like, because I mean, think of like looking at your phone versus looking at a really cheap phone. Like you could see a pretty clear difference usually in those. Like when they don't have the OLED screens, they just have like the LED screens.
I just don't know anything about them.
Or even just the Switch screen. Like, fair enough. Yeah, like the difference in how your Switch screen looks versus your iPhone screen.
Okay, well that's something I'll look at whenever I play my Switch next.
What?
I do remember,
but
like,
keep in mind that this is. I was gonna say, just keep in mind that whenever you it will make the Switch games on that are, again, this is only for handheld. It's not going to make any sort of difference docked because there's literally no hardware upgrades to make things actually run better or look graphically better. Basically, your screen is just going to be more colorful, and that's about it.
Yeah, the only thing that the only real upgrade you're getting docked is the built-in Ethernet port, which is a significant upgrade over the USB dongle that they have now. But or the old USB dongle you have to buy separately now. But yeah, that's I was like, part of me kind of wants to get the dock so I can play games on Switch Online with some more consistency, because you just don't get that.
They did mention that the new dock will work with the old Switch. The old Switch will work with the, or the old dock will work with the new Switch.
So I could just buy the new dock and be fine. Because I play docked
most
of the time.
Why?
I don't know, Jesse. I just really like playing.
I don't know if there's a way to buy just the dock.
Well, they do. They do.
Yes,
sell
they
just
have announced
the
that you can buy just the dock.
Yeah. So I mean, it might just be the.
Yeah, and they've announced that the new Switch, they're going to sell just the dock.
Okay, so it's going to be just like before.
Yes,
so that's going to get... Well, I mean, no, they'll probably just discontinue selling the old dock. But, yeah. It's just, it's not worth it for me. I just got the Mario Anniversary one, the all-red Switch. I love that one. Sadie has the Animal Crossing one. This new one isn't for me. Like, I'm going to play on TV anyway. Sadie would probably benefit from it, honestly, but I wouldn't. I like playing my games on a TV more. If I'm playing anything handheld, it's going to be a dumb phone game. I've never really used my Switch for that handheld. It's been very few and far between that I've used it for that. But hey, that's not the worst idea in the world to be like, hey, the new Switch upgrade's only $50 more, so whenever they do the Switch Pro or whatever they want to call it. It's Nintendo, so be ready for all new Switch. It's going to be $400. Like, that's
This one is, again, this one is called the Switch OLED Edition. Like, that is the official name for it. That is the Nintendo-branded name.
They don't know how to
name things. Which is great. Like, no, that's fine.
I mean, it's
OLED
very...
OLED Edition is great. Like, it's very descriptive.
Yeah. Well, yes.
It's way better
it
than
is
some, of the stuff they've had in the past.
It's incredibly descriptive. The
it could
OLED
have been
edition.
The new Switch.
Yeah.
New
the,
Switch
the all
Plus.
New Switch.
New Switch Eye. Like, it's. There's been so many worse.
I really wish it would have been all new Switch
like,
for those
through,
to the Pro. The all new Super Switch.
Because if you go through, like, the DS line, like, it was pretty atrocious. It started with just, you know, it had the DS. Then you had your DS Lite. Your DSi.
Your
DSi XL, and then you moved to the 3DS, then you had the 3DS XL, then you had the 2DS, then you had the all new 3DS, the all new 3DS XL, the 2DS XL, the all new 2DS. Oh my god, it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad.
And there's still time. They could make it. Like, they could still just totally, like, if there is a 4K, like, oh, the Super Switch OLED edition. Like, don't. It's OLED. We get it. Don't. Stop it.
I love Nintendo and their bullshit naming schemes. It makes me happy. Because it wasn't that bad when we were kids. It was the Nintendo 64 and the Nintendo GameCube. And, like, yeah, then we had the Nintendo, or before that, the Nintendo, and then the Super Nintendo. The Super Nintendo is when stuff started to go wonkers. Yes, sir?
Game Boy, Color Game Boy, Game Boy Color.
Game Boy Pocket.
Game Boy Pocket. But, like, I'm really mean Game Boy Color and Color Game Boy.
I didn't know there was a Color Game Boy.
One of them is a Game Boy that displays colors. Mm-hmm. One of them is just a regular Game Boy that comes in different colors.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the OG Game Boy, they released a black one and a green one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they just called it the Color Game Boy.
I didn't know that.
Yes, they did. Right. So it's been a... This is ingrained in Nintendo DNA of just jacked up naming conditions. Conventions, that's
we
what I meant to say.
We should have known when it was the...
Asleep already?
When it was the NES and SNES. We should have known what we were getting into. We should have. They just called it the Super version of the one before.
See, but those are just abbreviations. Those are just abbreviations.
The system was called the Super Nintendo.
Which is a... Exactly. But you're calling it the NES... You're saying that they called it the NES and the SNES. They called it the Nintendo Entertainment System and the Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
That's what I'm saying.
Or at least as a whole... Definition.
Well, all right, yes. I abbreviated so I didn't have to say all of it. They did call the first one the Nintendo Entertainment System, and they were like, what do we call the new one? The Super Nintendo Entertainment System? Good job, Greg. You killed it. And they did the same thing with...
They called the next one the Nintendo 64 because of 64 bits. They went from 8-bit to 16-bit to 64 bits, so they're like, well, what do we call this one? Well, how many bits can it run? 64? Nailed it. Perfect. Like, I don't know what you're looking for here. It's been bad always.
Yeah,
saying that DS, 3DS, that is the worst of it.
Yeah, I was telling myself that it wasn't that bad. And then once I realized it, because whenever you think about the GameCube, that's also pretty egregious. Now that I think about it, what does it do? What's it shaped like? It plays games and it's a cube.
Nah, man, the GameCube was perfect.
Fucking got it. Killed it.
Sony is literally the only...
They're the only common sense ones.
Sony's the only company. Yeah, PlayStation. All right, now it's a PlayStation 2. Well, now it's a PlayStation 3. Now it's a PlayStation 4. Oh, look, there's a fifth one. What are we going to call it? I don't know, PlayStation 5? Done. Early day. Let's go get lunch.
And then Microsoft's over here having a stroke. Yes, Jesse?
And I hate their...
Nintendo's definitely having the stroke. Microsoft just keeps trying to... Microsoft at least has ideas behind there. They have logic. It's bad logic, but they have logic.
Yeah, I don't love the whole, like, oh, well, we don't want to sound like we're a generation behind. Because it would have been... If they would have done Xbox 2, that would have came out at the same time as the PlayStation 3, and it sounds like it's at a disadvantage.
Yep.
I get it. I don't think people would really care, but at least there's a thought process behind it.
It honestly, no, like, the Xbox 360 was correct, because people absolutely would have bought. I worked in games retail, so did Dalton. People absolutely would have seen, like, Xbox 2 or PS3. Well, clearly I want the 3 over the 2.
I mean, they had the same problem with the PS4 and Xbox One. Like, even that was
weird. Well, because, like, and the reason they hit the 1, so the Xbox 360, the official reasoning is that it was a revolution in gaming. Because, you know, 360 degrees, one revolution. Yeah, makes a circle. And then basically everybody started calling it the 360 instead of the Xbox. And that actually, like, bugged Microsoft. They're like, what do you... It's the Xbox. Stop calling it the 360. That's weird. But they were kind of, like, trying to lean into it with the Xbox One. Because the official reason behind it was an all-in-one machine. Yeah, it was an all-in-one machine. You know, you could plug your media entertainment system into it and everything else, and it was really cool. But yeah, they called it the Xbox One, and then they were hoping that people would call it the One. Yeah, like you getting it on the One.
So
I don't know why.
let me explain why I hate Microsofts, because then after the Xbox One, we got the Xbox One S and the Xbox One X. I don't hate those as much. I do hate Xbox Series S and Xbox Series X, because it's just close enough to be really frustrating. And that's a generation gap. Like, the Xbox One to the S and the X, like, that's real dumb. Especially when you're using the exact same two letters you used the last generation and being like, oh, they're different. I would hate working in, like, Hastings now trying to explain how those game systems worked. The 360, like, all of those names. Kidding. All of those names were
what
different
is
enough.
With you in my eye?
I don't know. Kane. Like, all of the systems that we had to deal with the 360, the PlayStation 3, and then the 4, and the Xbox One, all of that was pretty simple. Because, alright, the PS3 does this, the PS4 does that, Xbox 360 does this, the Xbox One does that. Once they started getting into the different models is right whenever I left Hastings, with the S and the X and all that shenanigans. So, like, I didn't really have to deal with that as much. I would hate right now, because somebody would come in wanting an Xbox Series S and be like, oh, well, this Xbox is only $200 compared to the $300 one. I want that one. And then I would have to kindly explain to them that, like, well, you're not going to get, like, the newer games, because, which right now it's not really a thing because Xbox is just putting their shit on everything. But, like, I already have a headache thinking about that. Like, having to explain that to a customer.
See, but it goes back to what Jesse was talking about with the 360. Is they didn't want it called the 360, they wanted it called the Xbox. That's where we're at with this generation. It's the Xbox. That is the name of the console. There is different versions of the Xbox. There's the Series X, which is the higher end 4K, yada yada yada, and then there's the Series S, smaller, discless, all digital, blah blah blah. So it's all just kind of in this marketing that they've always done. They want Xbox to be the ecosystem, because even now, it's not about selling you consoles. It's about selling you Game Pass. Game Pass is on the Series X. Game Pass is on the One X. Game Pass is on your PC. Game Pass is on your phone. And it's all tied in together. So, like, I don't think Microsoft really cares if there's people that don't know the difference, because 99% of what they can play, it can be played on everything, at least right now.
Yeah. Which, like, far be it for me to say that somebody that makes millions of dollars is fucking wrong. It's just, to me, it's like somebody that would have had to have explained that to somebody, I would have hated my life every time. I think I just would have made a paper. Like, here's Dalton Anthony's pamphlet.
Yeah, no,
to
I mean, even, like,
Xbox.
Back in the day with the... Because back in the day with, like, the Wii U, that confused so many people.
Oh,
I can't tell you how many times somebody asked me, is like, all right, so I've already got the Wii. Can I not just buy the tablet?
Yep.
It's like, oh, sir, that's a controller. I know this is very confusing. It actually is a new system.
I am also sorry I'm doing what I'm doing right now. Yeah, no.
I was one of those people that was confused.
Same. I was in high school whenever they, like, announced the Wii U. And I was like, oh, do I just get the tablet? I had a podcast that G4 did, like, a weekly podcast with a couple of their not, like, big names. And I watched it on my iPod Classics, again, 2008. But, like, I would watch it, and I was like, oh, I'll just get the pad and play Wind Waker. That sounds baller. And it was like, no, it's a whole new system. And I'm like, why are you calling it the Wii U then? So, yeah, Nintendo's always been the worst, but, like, Microsoft's is weird. At least they have a good business model behind it. Because Nintendo, you don't get to do that. There's Wii U games.
Microsoft at least has logic you can follow. Versus Nintendo's is just baffling.
Well, and it's like Asa said.
Right there.
It's exactly what Asa said, though. Like, with all the systems that I'm complaining about, you can play all of the games. It's just varying levels of what it's going to look like. Whereas, you can only play Wii U games on a Wii U. You can only play Switch games on a Switch. You can only play GameCube and Wii games on the Wii. Like, that's the difference. So you make all these confusing-ass names, and you can only play one kind of game on them. Because they don't do backwards compatibility, for the most part. But at least with the newer Xbox, from Xbox One to the Series, you can play pretty much everything. Because that's what I had a coworker who doesn't know a whole lot about games. He knew he was going to be bored over summer break. And he was like, I want an Xbox. So I told him, get an Xbox One S. That is your jam. That's what you want. it's going to be the best bang for your buck, and you will stop touching it come August. So spend the least amount of money there. He ended up getting an original Xbox One, and I was like, I mean, you can still do everything that you were going to do. It's just not going to look as pretty as it could have been.
I mean, no, the OG Xbox One will play games exactly the same as the 1S. The big difference between the 1S and the Xbox One was, like, it was, you know, a third the size. The 1S didn't support Kinect, but it did support 4K Blu-ray.
Yeah.
That was the huge difference.
Yeah, because that was, I think that
also
was the
big... Also, to tie this all the way back to the Switch...
Yes, let's please tie it back to the Switch.
Microsoft put out the... Remember the Xbox SAD?
Yeah.
How long was that out before, like, the Series X was announced? Or the... Not long. 1X.
It was, like,
not
a
long
year.
At all, because that was one of the last ones in the set.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was the... For those of you that didn't hear about it, it was the Xbox One S all digital.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the all digital.
So it was
game.
A discless Xbox One S that they gave you a $50 discount on.
Oh, yeah, because I had to have somebody explain to me how much a disc drive costs. Because that's what I was trying to, like, justify in my head of just $50 more, I'll buy the disc drive. That being said, I do have an Xbox Series S. But that's a $200 difference. And yes, I can very much be okay with not having 4K playing and a disc drive for $200 less.
Yeah, Shelby got a 1S. Specifically so that she could have access to my Game Pass. Like, she has no interest in buying discs and stuff.
It's a great deal. That was, like, the best game decision I've made in quite a while, was buying the Series S. And I didn't even want it. Sadie's friend texted her while we were at Petco buying something for Zeb and said, hey, our Walmart has 4 Series S's right now. And I looked at it and I said, I don't need it. And then about 20 minutes later, I had it in my car. Because I make awesome life choices. The new controller's
Dalton's,
weird.
Dalton's video is so far behind his voice. And
is it?
Just,
see, yes. That happens to me on PW all the time, and it makes editing the videos a nightmare. Turn off your camera and turn it back on.
Okay, I'll turn
it
off.
It's something to do with Mac, because Hunter has exactly the same problem every show.
Does he?
Okay, that makes me feel better.
See, but now he's perfect.
Okay.
So I think he might just need to turn the camera off and on every once in a while, but...
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, he definitely does, because, yeah, it gets bad. There, I think you had gotten up to about, like, 15 seconds off, Dalton. It was...
Hell yeah. Getting
through whole statements.
And that's what makes
your video caught up.
That's what makes us talk over you all the time, is because we don't realize you're about to start talking, and then it's all of a sudden, it's just like, oh, Dalton's mid-sentence, and I've already started... And then you typically, and I don't mean this as a criticism, if someone starts talking over you, you typically stop. So that's why we tend to kind of just keep going, because we're under the assumption you'll eventually stop, but it makes it very difficult.
Because I need you to know, the reason I stopped talking is because I'm so trained from doing it in person getting talked over that I just learned to stop. So online, there's no difference. I've just learned to stop.
He's already off.
Dang it. All right, so I can't be off now because there's no video. That's how that works, right? True. All right, so we're just going to do this because we only have like 20 minutes left. I can do this without that. Do you see my little cactus squishmallow on my Discord right here?
I do. You can bring back the video, buddy. It's okay.
I feel bad, though. I feel...
No, it's fine.
I feel like a hindrance on my friends, and I don't like that.
No. You're a hindrance for lots of reasons, but that's not one of them.
That's not one of them. Can I do a quick movie review of Black Widow, since we're all here and we don't really have a forum for any of us? I can give my... My nerd up review of Black Widow is full price. And that's however you want to do it. If you want to go to a movie theater, go to Warenberg right now, drop your $13, $14 on a ticket, go do that right now. If you're at home and you don't want to deal with people, drop that $30 right now and watch it on Disney Plus. That's how I did it. And it was... an amazing purchase. Is that what you're doing?
It's what I will do. So I have a question for you, because I've never done the Disney Plus thing. Is it like is there a set amount of time you can watch it? Like, is it like a 48-hour access and you can only watch it once? How does it work on Disney Plus when you buy that premium access?
I have no idea. Let me text Sadie really quick and ask her to try to pull up Black Widow.
My understanding is that once you do it, you have access to it, like, forever.
Oh, so it's basically you're just buying it until, like...
You're getting it early. I say forever. Like, you have access to stream it until, like, everybody has access to stream it.
Because it's, like, 2 months, okay. 2 or 3 cool. months.
So I could... Sweet. Yeah, basically... that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, you're paying to have access to stream it earlier than everybody else.
I'll just feel bad if... because I was just going to feel bad if, like, you know, since Audra works nights, I typically have the evening to myself. So, like, Saturday night I watched Fear Street. And I was just like, oh, man, that would have been fun to watch together, but... I don't know when we're going to actually have a chance to sit down and watch a movie together. So I was going to do that with Black Widow, but I was going to feel kind of bad if I, like, spent $30 and then she wasn't able to watch it, even after the fact.
I will try to, like, the second... that
pretty much just sold it to me.
Yeah, the second I get done, like, we get done doing this and I send the show, I'll go try to pull it up on my TV, and if it does, I'll let you know. But I'm pretty sure I can watch it as much as I want. This is the first time I've done
it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that once you do it, you hit it, you get it.
Yeah, I didn't do Mulan, or I think they did another movie like that where it was like a $30 premium access. This is the way that movie watching needs to go for me. This is the greatest invention ever, because I got to eat Chinese during it. There was 2 people in my house. We were allowed to talk and shut up at our leisure, and nobody got mad. And I didn't have to drive.
Pause it to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, like, it's... oh, I love it. Like, I do understand, I was talking to somebody about it, and I do understand the whole, like, well, no, some movie, like, you need to watch in the theater. And, like, that just doesn't do it for me to be like, yeah, it's definitely worth being in a crowded-ass place to watch this movie. No, I would just much rather watch it at my house. And I can imagine what it would look like on a big screen. For almost the same price. Like, cause I priced it out, it was $30, and then I bought everybody's food for $30, so it was 63 people, like... if I did 3 tickets, that's $36. And if I bought us all popcorn, I'm already over that price. And I'd only get to watch it once. But I loved the movie. It was done very, very well. This was the one Marvel movie that I was like, I'm not going to care about at all. Because we all have seen Endgame, so we know, like, the inevitable. But it was very good. All of the characters were awesome. It was super funny. There was a lot of really funny bits in it. So go out of your way to watch it. If you want to go see it in the theater, hit it up full price. If you want to watch it on Disney Plus early access, do that. That's the way I did it. I loved it. But no, great movie. They did. Of course, Marvel knocked it out of the park again. Yep, yeah, I'm on the delay.
I know that they're not... you are super on the delay. I do know that they've already said that this is not going to be a thing going forward. So, and that bumps me out. Like, we're already seeing the stuff of, like... oh, hey, it's going to be, you know, only in theaters. And I'm like, no, don't do that. I don't like being around people. I don't like going to the movie theater. There's always some a-hole on his phone talking. Like, I just, let me sit in the comfort of my own home and consume this. But they're going to do what they're going to do. I did like that they're, because now it's like the number one movie of the year because, duh. What else could even, you know, I guess Fast and the Furious could have outdone a Marvel movie, but, like, and I would have to go back and look at the numbers, but, like, the way that they listed the amount of money the movie made was domestic, international, Disney Plus. Like, they actually factored in those subscription service premium buys as part of the box office, which I thought was interesting. And I was really hoping that if they do it, if they, you know, if it was a big enough thing, like, oh, hey, look at this extra however many millions of dollars it brought in, if they would keep doing it. Because it clearly didn't take away, you know, did it take away enough from the actual box office to justify maybe continuing to do it, even though they've said they want to move away from it?
I'm sorry, I'm distracted by the cat here. Yeah, I wonder if, you know, they have, because surely they have those statistics, they can know if it's worthwhile to keep doing it at home, because then they don't have to pay, like, they're not doing a theatrical release saves them a ton of money. Like, it saves everybody a bunch of money except for the movie theater itself. The movie theater itself is obviously suffering greatly, but, yeah, everybody else wins in the current arrangement.
Yeah, but if that old D-bag from... which I know it's not him. He's not taking a hit. It's the hourly workers. But that old D-bag in front of, like, oh, look how funny and charming I am. I'm going to take up 6 minutes. Don't you? Wouldn't you rather be watching the movie right now? No. Here's my even older ass dad. Fuck off. I hate that dude so much.
Fucking like, Marcus family of, like, dunces.
Yeah, like, no, nah, get out of here.
Oh, my God. Care. I hate those fuckers so much, too, Asa, and I love that it's the same problem that I have with it.
Like, oh, hey, we just wanted to say, hey, thank you for watching all these ads. Come earlier if you want to see a local code commercial. No, no one wants to see that. You literally have a captive audience. We're not here because we love you. We're here because we want to see the new Marvel movie. Like, honestly, if every movie started 15 minutes earlier just to get to the previews in the movie, the world would, like, be at peace. It's that meme of, like, the futuristic city of just, like, if ads were removed from movie theaters, this is what it would look like. Why am I so angry? Oh, I know why I'm so angry. I had a garbage day at work. So now it's all just coming out at you people.
No, it's coming out at that old fucker at Marcus Theaters. I hate that guy. Oh, I also hate that guy.
Greg Marcus.
That's who it is.
Yeah.
And his even no, older like, dad, yes.
Annoys me too.
Because I remember the first time.
I honestly, like, people get upset with me because, like, I will show up to movies. Like, I will buy my ticket 10 minutes after showtime. And people are like, I'm very anxious about this. It's like, don't worry, I've counted it out before. There's at least a half hour worth of previews. Like, we're okay. And I just skip that stuff all the time.
There's just something about the, like, because I do want to see the previews. I like watching previews before movies. Like, those are fun. I'm talking like the, hey, here's a silhouette. What actor talk to a volleyball in a movie about a plane wreck? Like, oh my god, this is like, I hate that stuff. But
yeah, the movie trivia and the little local advertisements before the movie.
Exactly. But there's something about them saying, hey, you bought a ticket, movie starts at 7. I'm a punctual person. I try to be as punctual as I can, and it makes me itchy when I know, when I've said, like, I've entered a verbal agreement, like, yes, I'll be there at 6. Okay, if I once it gets to be like 5:50 and I'm still not like there, I don't know. It's just like but I said I would be there, and I don't care about the movie theater. Like, I don't care about any of them. But when I buy a ticket that says 7, and it's like 7:05 and I'm not in my seat, oh, I can't deal. I can't. And I know Jesse's absolutely right. I could walk into that movie, and especially now when you don't have to worry about getting a good seat because you're buying a specific seat.
Yep.
You can show up whenever, and I could walk in at 7:20 and catch the first preview. I'd probably get at the tail end of old dude's monologue, but, like, there's just something about, like, no, I can't. What if they don't? What if this is the one time that they're like, hey, you know what? We said the movie starts at 7. We're starting the movie at 7. And it's impossible. It won't happen, but I'm a crazy person, so it just, like...
Like, you're going to buy a ticket for Fan Appreciation Day, and they're like, no previews!
Yeah, exactly.
And you're not the only person. Like, so if you guys remember the girl I was dating before, Shelby, like, I took her to a movie, and it was that same thing. Like, she was like, don't, we need to be going now. I'm like, eh, we're fine. No, but the movie's at this time. I know. We're fine. And she was so stressed out. Like, we rolled in. Like, I bought the tickets at, like, a quarter after. And we roll in, and there's still two previews to go. Greg Marcus's old ass hadn't even hit the screen yet. And she just looked at me, she's like, all right, well, you're right, but I still don't like it.
But my partial, say it. But my partial anxiety attack doesn't fucking, like, that's not, doesn't care how right you are. Because that's how I'd have been like, Jesse, as much as I think me and you would make the perfect married couple, it wouldn't fucking work. Because you would pull some shit like that, and it wouldn't matter how right you were, because I would still be freaking out on the inside.
Shannon, come say hi to the people and the kitty.
I didn't enjoy
Nerd Up.
Who's he talking?
He's talking to Shannon.
Oh, Shannon Young, everybody. Mr. 100.
Oh, hello. Hey. I know him.
Hey, look, it's Sylvie.
It's a kitty. But yeah, I don't know why. I will say, though, you are kind of crazy for waiting that long to just buy the ticket. Like, if you know you're going to go to the movie and you know that like what time you're going to go, just buy it immediately. Just
pre-buy it.
Buy it now. It's not cheaper.
I do it online if I buy
tickets.
And
then you have a better... Oh, yeah, I always just get it through the app.
Yeah.
I frequently buy it online a lot, like if I know I'm going. But if, you know, we're out and about and stuff like that, I'll just grab it. It's fine.
Because it's super... it's super important to note, if you do it through the app, you don't even have to fucking deal with the people at the counter. And it's great. It's less people. You just got to deal with the ticket taker at that point. You just put your little number in, and it sends you the ticket, and then you give it to the guy, and then that's one less person you have to deal with. I am all for dealing with less people. Unless it's not working. That has happened, too, and that's a bitch. Like, why did you try to give me the convenience to take it away? But, like, I didn't like people before COVID.
When I went and saw Spiral, which, boy, I wish I would have picked a better movie to break my streak of seeing a movie in the theater. When I went and saw Spiral, their check-in system was down, and there were just two people standing there looking very sad. And they were like, "Do you order through the app? Did you buy your ticket through the app?" "Yeah." Can you see, show us the email?" It's like, "Sure." And then they had, like, hand print out a thing. And then one of the people who handed me the ticket then just walked the 6 feet to where you actually have to give them your ticket where they tear it. And I was just like, you could have just tore it here, man. Like, I don't know why you had to walk with me.
Greg Marcus demands that that thing gets tore right at that little choke point. And if it doesn't, he gets the old man after. And you don't want to know what happens when the old man gets called. This has been my favorite and least favorite episode of Nerd Up we've ever done, by the way, guys. Because for one, I have to keep restarting my video to make sure that I'm not, like, super lagged.
I wonder if you just
assume you are.
Yeah, you. It lasts like 30 seconds maybe before you start lagging.
So yeah, but
Would be different if, because you have another webcam, right?
No, I don't own a webcam.
Oh shit! I was gonna say, I wonder if it would matter if you changed the webcams. Because, like I said, it's something to do with the MacBook and Discord. Because Hunter has the same problem all the time.
Well, so one second. So my MacBook is newer and it doesn't have any like old school USBs, and it only has two ports. And I like to keep my computer plugged in. So I'll try to get a better setup. For the next time we do this, because I don't like that I'm on a delay. I'll try to do a webcam, and I'll just make sure I get one that I can repackage, so when it doesn't work, I can just go return the shit. Because, like, it looks nice, yeah. It's just a bummer it doesn't work with the stuff that we use.
Yeah, like I said, it's weird. Like, I don't know what the deal is. I don't know why Discord would be giving me any amount of problem, but, yeah.
Because it's not a first-party Apple software that you had to pay $900 for the voice broadcasting app.
Yeah, they have some truly baffling decisions over there at Apple. They make solid hardware, but boy, some of those software decisions.
It's a great computer. I can't complain about the computer. It doesn't get warm. This thing is still cold. Like, and I've been doing four different things on it, and it's still cold. I love the computer. But yes, dealing with the hardware or software is annoying.
Apple, yep. Bad.
Jesse
has completely checked out. He has a cat. He does not care. He is just counting down the minutes until we hit an hour so he can wrap this up.
You know, I think we can call it now.
It's not that I'm checked out. It's that I'm distracted because the kitty is like trying to sleep, and then me talking is waking the kitty up, and then the kitty has to move. And then she gets in different positions and she looks really adorable, and then I talk again and she's like, meow. What you doing?
So Jesse's checked out.
Can you guys see where the cat's at right now?
No, because you're... Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Oh, just like I said, wait until, you know, give it a year.
I know it's
when
bright. Stop looking at it.
That is still the favorite spot to be, but it's about five times in size.
Oh, I'm aware that's going to happen. She's going to be a giant shoulder cat. Yeah.
Audra got a crazy deal on a new mattress that came with a bed frame. So that is currently in our basement setup, along with the millions of boxes we still haven't unpacked because we're garbage. But the basement is now just Tybalt's room. She comes up every once in a while, but she has claimed her spot on that bed. So if anybody's ever, cause like her thought was, oh, that can be, if someone needs to stay over, they can just crash in the basement. Which isn't ideal because, you know, there's no bathroom down there. Doesn't matter. But so she was like, oh, yeah, so if wrestlers have to, like, stay over, then they have it down there. But now they have to share. They will have to share the bed with Tybalt because that is her bed. the amount of time I have seen her is just like been reduced by, it's down to like 10% of what I've normally would see of her. We have these two boxes stacked up that are empty because I was just waiting to take them downstairs, but they're like perfect level that she can see out the window, and she loves cardboard anyway. So like, I don't, it's basically a little cat tree in the middle of our living room, except it's two just moving boxes stacked on top of each other with a little divot on top because of how often she lays there. And it's like, well, I can't move it now because like that's her spot that she can look out the window. Like those are the two places she will be, is she's in the living room on those boxes, or she's eating, or she's downstairs in the basement. And it's just like, it's been a minute since I've seen her. She didn't somehow like get out, did she? Like Audra came home the other day and she was like, oh, only Mojo met me at the door. And I haven't seen Tybalt since I got home. This was like 10 minutes later. I was like, oh, she's downstairs. She's in her room. So now she comes upstairs and we're just like, oh, look who decided to come out.
I have to play that.
We've become those parents.
I play that whole freak out within the first 4 minutes because I got to count four cats. And I'm like, all right, Maisie's... all right, we're good. I can exist in my home again because if I can't find one of them, it's a panic attack. And then it's usually Zeb's big ass laying on the bed in the den across the hall from me. Which I think is going to be the new broadcasting home for my room because it's smaller. So like if I put shit behind me, you'll actually be able to see it. I'm excited.
It sucks. It sucks because used to she would sleep in the bedroom. Like she wouldn't sleep with us, but there's a little cat bed she would sleep in or a love seat that we have in there. And anytime we've had to like lock them in, we could always just like, okay, we're just going to shut the bedroom door and they're fine. Except because, and we're going to need to do that because we're having doors installed next month. So it's like, all right, now we got to figure out a way to bait friggin' Tybalt out of the basement and lure her into the bedroom while the doors are actually off the hinges. Cause there's no way she's just
got to be cool with that
hanging out with. Yeah. So, and she would, no, despite what she thinks, she does not need to go outside. There is nothing for her out there.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with a lot of cats. They go outside and they're like, well, I regret all of this and I'm lost.
Well, you got to think.
So I'm just going to sprint.
Yeah, you got to think. They're an animal, so there's natural instincts, but then there's also environmental instincts of, wait, it's hot out here. I'm a big fuzzy cat and it's warm. Because Kazoo will do... Well, Kazoo's a good cat. That's Sadie's baby. Like, she will only be outside if Sadie's out there. But, like, the rest of cats can't trust them. Maisie will... All of them will run. Except for Kazoo. Because Kazoo is that domesticated. She is the embodiment of Princess Cat.
Mm-hmm. All right, friends. We've been talking about cats long enough.
Yep, we did it.
So yeah, we're gonna go ahead and call it there. Thank you everybody for following us here on Facebook and chatting with us and whatnot. Thank you everybody for listening. See you next time.